Hey everybody, it's me, The Vern, here for the Cinema Recall Podcast, doing our 31 Days of Horror / Halloween Extravaganza, and today I'm going to be doing a quick look back at the third entry in the Evil Dead franchise. It is Army of Darkness, starring Bruce Campbell, Ambeth Davids, a few others. Sam Raimi did this feature back in, I want to say it was 1992. And it continues the adventures of Ash in Evil Dead 2. He has just gotten transported back to the 17th century. And while there, he finds out that the Deadites are around and he has to try and stop them. He actually has to try to get the book, the Necronomicon, and recite three words. But he messes that up and all the Deadites come back, and he has to try and defeat them all again. Now, this was the first movie I saw in the franchise. I had no idea that there were other movies associated with this. So when I found out that there were two other ones, of course I had to watch that. And this is more of a sequel to the second one than the first. I mean, the first is just kind of a standalone movie, The Evil Dead. But Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness, they are practically just one movie. And I remember seeing the theatrical cut of this movie when it first came out. Was a big favorite with me and my friends, and just enjoyed it immensely. Bruce Campbell as Ash is really good, really iconic. I mean, this movie has a lot of great one-liners, you know, such as like, "Give me some sugar, baby," "Shop smart," "Shop S smart," all that type of stuff that he goes through with this is just really, really good. Can't highly recommend this movie enough. It's a horror feature, but it's more of a comedy feature. Very much like how Evil Dead 2 had a lot more comedy in it compared to the first The Evil Dead. This one is definitely more of a campy style. And Sam Raimi definitely imposes a lot of his trademarks with this feature. It's done on a bigger budget because this one was released by Universal Pictures. And so you're able to put more things into this than he could have done with his other features. But it's still a good one. I think Army of Darkness can stand on its own. You don't need to see the other features. It's kind of nice to, but you don't really have to. I saw Army of Darkness for years before I saw Evil Dead and, you know, the Evil Dead and other movies as well. I really enjoy this one a lot. There's a great sequence composed by Danny Elfman where he has all the Deadites come out. And I think my favorite sequence has to be when Ash somehow gets a doppelganger of himself attached to his body, and then he has to fight his evil self. Actually, going back a little bit further with the scene, apparently a bunch of little Ashes come out and they try to attack him, and they go into his throat and he tries to drown them with hot water, and then that actually in turn makes a new Ash appear on his skin. So yeah, that sequence was really great. Just a lot of fun. Great costuming. Director of photography is Bill Pope, who you will recognize as being the director of photography for the Matrix movies. So that was kind of a cool thing as well. He also did a lot of work with other Wachowski's pictures as well. And I also know he shot Team America World Police. So very cool feature. Sam Raimi does an amazing job with this movie. And I can't recommend this movie highly enough. So out of 5 stars, it gets about 4. It's close to 5. Like 4.5. It kind of drains a little bit in near the end. But that's it. I actually, you know, it's hard to say. I like both endings, but I prefer the theatrical ending to this compared to the director's cut. So spoilers from here on forth, In the theatrical cut, Ash is able to go back to his time, and he has a great sequence where he fights another deadite, and he just has that great line, "Hail to the King, baby," at the end. Well, in the original cut of the movie, they give Ash this potion, and they tell him to only drink 5 drops, but he messes that up as well, and he ends up sleeping way past his time, and it goes way into the future, where civilization has just been destroyed, and now he's just stuck there as well. So, and that would have been cool if they were able to continue with the franchise, but since they never did, I think the theatrical cut of him going back is just the best way to end the series. So let me know your thoughts about Army of Darkness and Evil Dead. If you go onto the LAMB site, the Large Association of Movie Blogs, I know that they recently did an episode where they review all the movies in the Evil Dead franchise. The Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and the remake of Evil Dead. So I highly suggest you check that out. Again, the site is largeassmovieblogs.com. The show is The LAMB Cast. I know you can find that on iTunes and on Podomatic, but definitely check that out. Anyways, folks, I'm The Vern, and I gotta say, this whole 31 days of Halloween horror extravaganza is gonna go on past November, because I got sick again this weekend, so I was not able to do any recent episodes, but we'll be back with more Halloween shows. Again, you can listen to all of our shows. We're on Spotify, of course, we're on Anchor, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, most places you can find podcast shows we're on. We're also, you can find us on social media, Twitter, we are at @cinema_recall, Facebook and Instagram, just type in the word Cinema Recall Podcast. I'm your host, The Vern. I'm leaving right now, and have a great day. Goodbye.